I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Jason Schneider. He's executive director of the Marquette Chamber of Commerce. He shared some information about a new program by the Marquette Chamber of Commerce that looks to attract workers in the creative industries to Marquette. Here's more with Jason Schneider.
The Marquette Chamber of Commerce, through our committee, Evolve Marquette, is launching the Marquette Creative Residency. And so what this is we're renting a house right next to McCarty's Cove, three-bedroom house. We put up three people, three creatives, people working in the creative industries for 3 months, March, April, and May. They have a free place to live, food stipend, and they can come and do their work from here. So really, the idea behind this is it's similar to an artist residency, you know, where an artist goes somewhere, they live in this beautiful cabin, hang out, you know, do some sort of artwork there, except this is really aimed at the creative industries. So you could be an architect, you could be a coder, you could be an academic writer, like you, anything that, that works with creativity, intellectual property rights, consulting, remote workers that fit any sort of creative field are welcome to apply.
So if someone is selected for it, is there a criteria in terms of what they would be creating? Not necessarily what it is, but the purpose of what they're making.
So the purpose of what they're making, absolutely not. It's got to be in one of the many creative fields. You can find out more information on the Marquette Chamber website, marquettechamber.org. But it really is any creative field. We've had a few calls already, you know, somebody about an academic paper, somebody else who wants to do a podcast. You know, it's really open. We want to see the resumes and the applications that come in so that we can see what really fits. So this is being funded by a grant from the Michigan Film and Digital Media Office, who want to make sure that the state of Michigan is known across the country as a place that people who work in creative industries can live in and still do their work. And so, you know, really what we're hoping to do is pull some great high caliber creatives from around the country to be able to live here so that their networks can see what it's like to live in Marquette and they have a positive experience here. That's one part of it. The other part of it is that we want local creatives to be able to work with them and you know, get some of that cross-pollination from, you know, an architect in Austin, Texas, or, you know, a graphic designer from Portland or a sound engineer from Atlanta, you know, whatever that is, we want that cross-pollination.
Is there still some question about what is this creative industry, the term creative? Are you getting questions about that?
Absolutely. You know, we're so used to the term arts and culture, and we're used to calling them creative people. But we're realizing that so much more of the economy now is focused around people who work remotely, work independently, and they work in creative fields, meaning most of their work is surrounding intellectual property rights rather than I'm punching a time card or, you know, renting my time to the boss. A lot of it is people who are graphic designers who have, you know, 150 clients. You know, one of the people involved in the chamber does voiceovers professionally all over the world. His is creative. Writers, architects, coders, neurotrainer fits in that because, you know, it's a creative use of technology and how it engages people. So, you know, we're just at the cusp of recognizing a shift in our economy away from, you know, the traditional workforce and more into an independent contracting workforce.
So for anybody that hears this and wants to get involved, maybe they want to put in an application or at least have questions, what's the best way to get more
info? Sure. Two ways. Hit up the Marquette Chamber of Commerce Facebook page. It's our most recent post. Or you can go to marquettechamber.org. You click on About Marquette and right there it says the Creative Residency.
That's the comments of Jason Schneider, Executive Director of the Marquette Chamber of Commerce. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.